Begin the current daf mesach pesachim daf samachay. Begin two lines down from the top of the amud, where the Gemara continues discussing the Mishnah from the previous daf, again which spoke about the entire structure of the avodah of the Karban Pesach in the Beis Hamikdash on the 14th of Nisan. So it said that Yatzikas Rishayin of Achulu, that as we had mentioned in the Mishnah, that there were three different groupings. It says Kahal Edi Yisrael. There had to be three different groups of the Jewish people, and 30 in each, or possibly 50 of total. However, each one had to have either 10 or 30. And then it says that the first group would come out, the second group would come in, then the second group would come out, and then the third group would come in. So the Gemara comments on this third group. Tana, we learn the Braisa. He nikris kat atzlanis. The third group is called the lazy group, and that's because they were lazy to come the last ones. Now the Gemara asks, v'holi sagi de lav hachi. What? It's impossible that it shouldn't be like that. In other words, there was a mitzvah to have three groups. My havelu lemevet. What should they have done? Somebody had to go last. Why are they called the lazy group? Now the Gemara says, afilahachi ibayluhu lizruzi nafshay. In spite of that, they should have pushed themselves. They should have been with zrizis, with alacrity, to be from the first ones. Ketan like we learned in the Braisa. That you're right, although there's necessity, and you know what, it's going to happen, someone's going to be in the last one. But if you're in the last one, that means you were lazy. Like we learned in the Braisa, Rebbe Oimer, Yef shalo oilam b'lei basim u'b'lei bursi. The world cannot exist without perfume makers and without tanners. Now, however, Asher Misham Nusa Basim, praiseworthy is the one that his profession is with perfume. Oily Misham Nusa Bursi, and woe to one that his work is with tanning, which has that not such a great smell. Similarly, the world cannot exist without male and female. It needs them both to coexist. Now, Asher Misha Banim Zacharim, however, praiseworthy is the one that his children are sons, are males, and Oyla Misha Banim Nekevis, and woe to one that his children are females because of all the difficulties and challenges that come along with that. So although you're right, both are necessary, however, it's still praiseworthy to have one than the other, and therefore if you're from the last group, you're right, it had to be. But the fact that you're in it is saying that you're from the lazy group. So the Gemara continues quoting from a Mishnah that says, "Kemasayu b'chayil," just like it was done during the week to the Karban Pesach, same thing on Shabbos. However, there was one thing that was shaloi b'tzein chacham, that if when it was done on Shabbos, that was against the will of the sages. And that was, as the Mishnah explained, was that they washed out the azara, the ritzpah, which is the floor of the azara, which was with marble. They would do like a sponge type of thing. They would let it overflow, and then they would wash it out. That was done on Shabbos against the willingness of the sages. So the Gemara says, Shalei B'tzein Man. Against whose will? Whose opinion is this that this was forbidden to be done on Shabbos? So Amar Rav Chizr, Rav Chizr says, Shalei B'tzein Reb Eliezer. It was against the will of Reb Eliezer, which he says generally that Mechabid, which means to like sweep, which is similar to Hadacha, which is washing the floor, which there is going to be a chiv chatis, is something that's asim ed raisa. And therefore in the Beis HaMikdash, where when the tzarche gevay, which the avoidus of the Beis HaMikdash were done already, now it's talking about after that there's blood there now, that's forbidden. You can't go ahead and do something that's a chiv chatis. You can do the avoidus in the Beis HaMikdash, which are isuri de raisa of malacha, but if it's for tzarche gevay, if it's necessary with avoidah, you're allowed to do, but this is not necessary with avoidah, and therefore he held that was asr to do. As the Gemara says, Rav Chizr says, the Rabbanan, because if our mission would be going like the Pin of the Rabbanan, Ha'armi Shvusu, they say that this sponge, this going ahead and washing the floor, would only be Esed Rabbanan, Ve'in Shvus B'Mikdash, and there is no Esed Rabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash, so obviously according to them, there would be no problem what they did, even on Shabbos. Another thing where it says, Mahi, what is this Machlegis that we're referring to, Rav Eliezer and Rabbanan, that Rav Chizr was saying that our mission is like Rav Eliezer? At the time, like within the Braisa. Echad achaylev, whether a person is milking an animal, that is, he's drawing the milk from the animal, or v'hamachabitz, or someone that's curdling, that is, he puts the milk in a certain state that it then gets these clumps, it curdles, or v'hamagabin, if someone goes and processes cheese, kegregus, if he does any of these three properties, these three, either milking or curdling or processing cheese in the size of a dried fig, that's going to be aser. Similarly, Hamachabid, if someone, and that's the case under discussion that we were mentioning, if someone is sweeping, and the same thing applies to Hamarabits, if someone goes ahead, he puts something down on the dusty floors that they used to have to settle the dust, and someone that's drawing out the honeycomb from the where it is, b'shoigig b'shabes chayiv chatas, if it's done inadvertently on Shabbos, that will be mechayev a person a chayiv chatas, which means the issur d'oraisa. And similarly, b'yomtiv leikas abram, if it's done b'mezid on yomtiv, then one is going to get a malchus of 40 lashes. Different Rebbe Eliezer, that's the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. They say no, echad zeh ve'echad zeh. In other words, including mechabed, merabed, raidim, all those three cases, They are Ginyan B'Eliezer. Ein Eilim Shemeshvus. There are only Asim and Rabbanim. However, as Rashi points out, the other cases, they didn't say Echad Zeh B'Echad Zeh. Those other cases are actually, they agree, are told us of an Av Malach, as the Gemara says in Perek HaMetzniyah. The Ginyan B'Eliezer says that Chaylev and Megavin and Mechabetz, the Chum would agree to that case, that there is Suri D'Araisa, because milking is mefarik, which is like dust, you're threshing, you're taking out this liquid from a solid. Megabin, processing cheese, would be a problem about bain, about building, you're creating something. And Mechabit's curling would be bayer, because it's sorting, it's selecting. However, there it says that regarding Merabit, which again we said is settling the dust, and Mechabit is sweeping, there they explain that in the opinion of Reb Eliezer, he holds D'Araisa because our Shvuyah Gumais, which means it's like an iser of baino, depending where it is, but you're smoothing out the holes in the ground and being ready the chalas dvash by taking down the honeycombs. He says from a pasuk in Shmuel after it says v'yitpol isa b'yaras hadvash, that the honeycomb is called like the forest of the honey, and therefore it's like tailish, it would be like uprooting something from where it's attached to. So that's where he holds that there deraisa. But the chamsei in el mishum shvus, that these three cases are only yisur drabanan. And again, that was the machlokes we're referring to regarding mechabit. Is that going to be, which is what the case of the cleaning out the Beis HaMikdash floor, that's similar to mechabit, is that going to be a Issa D'Araisa like a B'Eliezer? And then therefore that would be Shalom B'Tzayin Chacham, because you can't do that in the Beis HaMikdash. Or would it only be a Shavuos like the Chacham, because it's only B'Drabban, there is no Ashvuy Gumas going on over here, and therefore that would be B'Tzayin Chacham. So it must be Rav Chizkiah says that the opinion of Mishnah is like a B'Eliezer. Rav Ashi Amei says, "Afila teima shloi b'tein chacham." You could even say that it's going like the opinion of the Rabbanan, that they say that really it's only Yisur Rabbanan. Now, the difficulty with that becomes is that we know Shvusin Yisur Rabbanan mutan beis hamikdash. However, that the Gemara says Reb Nosson, it's also going like the opinion of Reb Nosson, the time like Linda Brisa. Reb Nosson says, "Shvus tzricha hitiru." An essential Yisur Rabbanan they permit in the beis hamikdash. Shvus she'en tzricha lo hitiru Yisur Rabbanan, which is not necessary. They didn't permit it in the Beis HaMikdash. And since it's not necessary to clean out the floor, it could be dirty. And therefore, that's why it wasn't permitted. Not because it's D'Araisa, rather it's like Drabban, who hold that being Mechabid is only Issa Drabbanan, but Issa Drabbanan, that's not necessary, is not allowed in the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kais Hayim Emale V'chulu. Rabbi Yehuda, who he argues with the Chacham, he says that they would take a cup full of all the bloods that were there on the floor, and they would throw that on the Mizbeach. So tell me, what in the Braisa that elaborates on this machlekes? They would fill up a cup from all the bloods that were mixed on the floor. What would be the purpose of that? Because maybe one of the carbon pesach, the blood spilled out to the floor, and none of the blood was ever thrown on the mizbeach. And the only way that it's going to be mutter is if the blood was thrown on the mizbeach. So now, the process that I'm saying that in the mizbeach, that would permit that carbon, because all the bloods are mixed in from all these bloods, and you're going to be pouring from that blood on the Zrika, so some of it's going to go on the Mizbeach, that's what's going to be kosher. That's why they did that. So Amar Leih Rabbi Yehuda, they told Rabbi Yehuda, wait a second. What do you mean? To do a Zrika, it first has to be received in a vessel, but it was never received, it just spilled to the floor. And that the Gemara jumps in and asks, Menoh Yadi, how did the Chum know that it was never received? Maybe it was received and then it spilled out. And that the Gemara says, Elohochi Karmele, what the Chacham were telling Rabbi Yehuda was, you're right, Shemalo in the Skabal Bukli. Maybe it wasn't received in a vessel. These bloods that you want to be machshir now by having it thrown from this mixture onto Mizbeach. And if it wasn't received in the vessel, then that's not going to help anymore, the Zrika, as it's learned in the Mishnah, that if it spills out from the throat, from the neck of the animal, onto the floor directly, and then they gather it up, it's already possible, as the Gemara says in the second Perek Masech Dizvachim. So what's the purpose of throwing the blood if maybe it's spilled on the floor? So Amal Hansa, he said, you're right. Afani lo yamarte, I also didn't say this idea that it's going to help. Eleben eskab bakli, only if it was received in a cup, in this bowl, and then it spilled out. So that would be purposeful in now throwing it on the Mizbeach. And then the Gemara jumps in the ass on him. Menoyadi, how does Rabbi Yehuda know if these bloods were accepted in the vessel or not? In other words, this is a concern that we have, that he's saying that maybe the blood spilled out. So since he's trying to rectify situations of doubt, so then how you're rectifying it, maybe it was never even received in the first place to even now, by doing this Rika, to be rectifying that. So on that, the Gemara, he rebuked the answers, no, that can't be that it was never received in the bowl. I know it was definitely received, and therefore, but only maybe it spilled out. And the reason is because Kahanim's reason, the Kahanim as Zaris, as the Gemara always says, they're always very meticulous, they're very careful, they're very quick, and therefore, we're not going to be concerned that maybe they didn't receive it in a vessel. Twitch Chikamoy asks, well, he's reasoned. If you tell me that they're so careful and they're so meticulous, and that's why they for sure were mekabelit, so then hamayim mishtapach. So then why did it spill out? No, how did it spill out? You tell me they're so zaris, so that's how you know they accepted it. So then for sure they sprayed it on the mizbech and they didn't spill it. And then he says, no, because agav zrisayu da'avdi, because of how quick they're running to go and bring and do the avayit and to spray the blood, mishtapach. Then it could spill out as they're running, but to get the accept the blood, that's not something that would be room for such error because you're just receiving it. But if you're running and you're doing the avodah, it could spill out. That we're concerned for, and therefore they would pick up the cup and get some of these bloods and throw it on the mizbeach. But then the Gemara asks, but there's a different problem, which is v'halei dam ha-tamtzis. But you have the dam ha-tamtzis, which is other bloods that are not kosher. Not every blood that comes out of the animal is kosher. It's certain bloods that are spurred out, that are the lifeblood of the animal, that are kosher to be used for the zrika. Now, the rest of the bloods that come out, they're called the dam hatamtzes. They're like the different bloods that are there in the essence of the animal. They're not valid. So the problem is, you have all these other bloods that are urevboy, that are mixed with all the bloods on the floor, because those are the stuff that are spilled out. No one's using them for Kabbalah anyway. And now the problem is, if you're pouring these bloods, and because you want to have some of the blood that maybe wasn't sprayed, it's going to be what's called batel b'miyut. It's going to be nullified in the majority of the bloods, because the majority of the bloods are these dam ha-tamtzis, which those are the ones that are spilling on the floor because no one's spraying it. And therefore, what does it help to spray it? It's batel. As we know in halachas of bitl, we view it as if it's not even there. And therefore, what's the purposefulness of throwing it? So now the Gemara tries to answer. Yehudah tamei. Yehudah goes according to his opinion mentioned elsewhere. Dam ha-tamtzis, dam ha-alyuhu. No, the dam ha-tamtzis he holds is considered as full-fledged blood. And hence, that wouldn't be a problem. It's the same status as the blood of the dam, which is called the hakiluach, which is the one that flows out and it spurts out, which is what's kosher to be thrown in the mizbeach. They're telling you in the brisa. Dam hatamtzis, whether it be from chulin or of kachim, the bashara is a lav, is a negative prohibition, but there is no karas. As says in the pasuk, ki nefesh kol basar damai benavshehu. And then the pasuk ends, kol oichleb yikaris, which it says that the chiv of karas is only by something that's dam benavshay, which that excludes dam hatamtzis, which is not the dam hanefesh, as we said, it's not the actual lifeblood that comes spurting out. Now, Masechtas Krisis, the Gemara explains that there's five lavim that are written by dam, and one of them teaches you that dam hatamtzis is a lav, it's a negative prohibition, but it's not going to be included in what the pasuk talks about, that oichleb yikaris, because it's not called dam benavshay. That's the pinyan Tanna Kamma. Hudaim, it says b'yikaris. Now, dam hatamtzis also will be included in dam, and one will get the chiv of karis. And therefore, since it's just like the other bloods of the dam hanefesh, therefore, that's not a problem that it's considered dam hatamtzis. It's just like the other bloods that are thrown in the mizbeach. And then the Gemara asks, but v'am Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar said, Maidir Rebbe Yehuda lin kapar she'ena mekapar. He agrees regarding the atonement that there is no kapar and that it's not fit to be used as a zrika. Shnem, like it says, a pasuk in Vayikra, ki adam hu banefesh yikaper, because the blood that's in the soul, that will create an atonement. We continue on to Amud Beis. And that is dam sha nefesh yetzeba, only the blood that the soul comes out with, which is, as we said before, dam kiluach, which is the one that spurts out. As the Gemara explains in Perek Dam Shechita, that there's five different types of blood in the animal, that's mechaper, that creates an atonement. Dam she'ena nefesh yetzeba, but the blood that's not the lifeblood, which is the dam hatamsis, that ain't a mechaper, that's not mechaper. And therefore, what does it help? You're right, if there's dam hatamsis, review the holds, is closer to the halachic criteria of dam, that it would get karis, than the other opinion. But it's still not something that would create an atonement. And therefore, what does it help? It's still going to be batel b'miyut, the blood that is fit to be thrown on the mizbeach, which is the dam hanefesh yetzibah. It's lifeblood. The majority of the bloods are these dam hatamtzis. So you're right, it's like dam in regards to getting karis of one more to consume it. But it's still not dam that's roi fizrika. And therefore, again, it's batel. So what does it help by picking up this cup? If it anyway is going to be batel, and it's like it's halachically insignificant. So rather, the Gemara says, El Rehudu Tamei, Rehudu is going to, according to a different opinion of his, which that resolves this question. Damar, that he says, in dam avatel dam, that there is no halachic nullification of one type of blood and another type of blood. And therefore, although the majority is this other type of blood, it's not going to create this halachic definition of bittul. And therefore, these bloods that were spilled out are not going to be bottled. And that means any drip that's going to be reaching from that blood that was supposed to be sprayed, that was in the bowl that spilled out, that if it reaches and touches the mizbeach, it's going to be kosher. Now, this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda is mentioned in Masechta Zvachim, Perek Kol Zvachim, Shenis Arvu, that regarding the bloods of the karbanas, if you have blood that was mixed with water, so there the halacha is that if it still has the look of blood, it's going to be kosher. Now, regarding if the blood of the carbon gets mixed with the blood of chulin, or in the blood of a chaya, of a wild animal, again, they're not bloods that are fit for the mizbeach. So there, the first opinion says that we see the pasul adam, which again, if it's chulin or the blood of a chaya, as if it were water, and if in the kosher blood there was enough, if it would have been water that would have the color of blood, then it's kosher. If not, it will be invalid. But Yehuda says, ein dam avatal dam, even if it's so much more blood that if it was water, you would not see the color of the kosher blood, it's still not going to nullify because it's still dam, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that we're quoting over here, and that's why even if the majority of dam atam says that are not kosher, it's still not nullifying that little blood, and therefore as long as you're throwing from this cup that has the mixture of all the bloods and you're throwing on the Mizbeach, it's going to qualify to be makshir, and that's why he held that that's what they would do in the Beis HaMikdash. So Tanya, we're learning that Braisa, Amalan Rabbi Yehuda Lachacham, Yehuda said to the Chacham, regarding our machlokes that we're having, he says, L'divreichem, according to you, that there's no purpose, and they didn't do this, picking up of the bloods to get some of that blood to throw on the Mizbeach, Loma Poikikines, why would they close up the hole in the wall of Hazara, of the courtyard, that is, the bloods that were mixed in this Amma, again, this canal that would run through the Hazara, that would take it outside. Now, they would close that up on every Erev Pesach. And then everything would just be piling up over this. It says, according to me, it makes a lot of sense because we didn't want the blood to be spilling out of this canal. And that is because when we'd be able to fill up the cup of all these mixed bloods, we would have from all the bloods in there. And therefore, even if there was a bowl of bloods that was spilled out by mistake, we would be able to collect from that and throw that on the Mizbeach. So that would make sense. But according to you, why would they do that? There's no purpose. He said they didn't do it anyway. So why would they just want a backup of blood? Let it go out. And so the Azara, the courtyard, doesn't get so dirty. So Amaloi, they said to him, no, we wanted the blood to be backing up, but not for your reason. Shavachu l'bnei Aaron. It's a praise for the children of Aaron, for the Kahanim. Sheyelcho ad arkav v'seihim b'dam. That they'd be walking up to their knees in blood. So because it's showing that the avodah that they're doing with all these the bloods of the avodah being done for the Beis HaMikdash. Which the Gemara asks, what kachayitz? But had this halachic problem with that. There's something called a chatzitza, an interposition between their feet and the ritzpah, which is the floor of the azara, which we learn in Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, that if a kohen is doing the avodah and stepping on a vessel, or he has his foot on his friend's foot, it's invalid because you need to have la amoid l'shari, standing to do the avodah, and that's not considered standing because he's not on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. He's on something else. So therefore, if you're having the blood, so therefore they're not standing on the floor. And that the Gemara says, that's not difficult because lachu ve'en l'chaitzit, the blood was still liquidy, and that's not considered a halachic interposition. Kitan, like we learned in the Braisa. Hadam, the blood, v'hadyoy, and the ink, v'acholav, and the milk, v'advash, and the honey, yiveshem chaitzim. When they're dry, when they're a thick consistency, then that's a chatzitza. And that Mishnah is talking about regarding a tefila, regarding immersion. If someone has that on his body and it's dried, so that would be interposition. It would be a chatzitza. Lachin in chaitzim. If they're moist, that's not a chatzitza because the liquid can get through them. And that's why the blood wasn't the problem of chatzitza. And therefore, it was there again as a shvach to show what the kohanim were doing. But then the Gemara asks, but their garments would be getting full of blood, all dirty. Now, what's the problem with that? Tnan and the Girsa is Vatanya, Malin the Braisa. If someone's clothing were dirty and soiled, and he did the Avaida, Avaidas Ipsula. The Avaida is puzzle. So, how can you say they're walking up to their knees with blood going up there and their garments, the Mechnasayim, they're getting all dirty, but that's puzzle if you do the Avaida like that. Now, v'chitem, if you're going to say demadlehu lemanai that they rolled up their garments up to their knees so it didn't get full of blood, but in the Braisa, you can't do that. It says a pasuk in Vayikra, it says v'lovish hakoyin midoy vad, that the kohen would wear his garment of linen. Now, the word midoy also means kimidasai. It means like his measurement, which means to say that it would be equal to the floor, which is how his garments are usually supposed to be. It has to be exacting, which is shlo yechser v'lo yeser. You now let it make it less, you now make it more. It can be dragging on the floor, and it can't be higher up. So they couldn't roll up their pants. They couldn't roll up their clothing. Therefore, what do? If you leave it down, it's getting soiled, which is puzzle. And if you roll it up, it's puzzle. So how can you say they had the blood going up to their knees? And that the Gemara answers, "Bahilachas evarim lekevish." What we're talking about is that this was when they were walking up to their knees in blood, was only when they were going to transport the limbs to the ramp of the mizbeach, the lava avodah, which that is not one of the services of the avodah, and therefore they were able to roll up their clothing then, which the Gemara later is going to ask, well, what did they do by the other avodahs? They had to walk for doing the other avodahs, and that they're walking in blood there too. So what did they do then? But first, the Gemara asks, "Veloy, is it really true? It's not one of the avodahs transporting the limbs to the ramp of the mizbeach, but v'hamad abayiku enough, and the fact that that halacha." The transportation of the limbs needs to be done with kahanim. Avodah, obviously, it's one of the avodahs of the Beis HaMikdash, the town like we learned in the Brice. It says a pasuk in Yikra, "V'hikrav ha-kohen ha-sakol ha-mizbeach," that the kohen will bring near everything to the mizbeach. What does it mean to bring things near to the mizbeach? So zuhei lochas evarim lekevish. That is the bringing near, the transportation of the limbs to the ramp, where there it says in the pasuk, "V'haker v'akraim," it talks about bringing all these limbs to the mizbeach. So there the Gemara revises and says, "Ela behalochas etzim l'maracha." What we're talking about when they had been walking up to their knees in the blood was when they would be transporting the woods to the pyre, to the big pile of fire that was there on the mizbeach. The lava avodah, that's not an avodah. Now, but then the Gemara asks that like we mentioned before. So fine, that's when they would be walking up to their knees in blood. But behalochas evarim, and they were able to roll up their clothing then. But behalochas evarim lekevish, but when they would something else that they would be doing would be transporting the limbs to the ram. And behalochas dam, when they would be transporting the blood, which is definitely one of the avodas, miha hechaazi, how'd they go then? There was so much blood up there, so then they were stuck because then they can't roll up because of avodah, and they can't leave it down because then it's going to get soiled, and that would also be a psul. That the Gemara says, no, they were able to get around the blood. The maskiya itztavi. They would be walking on top of these platforms. There were these platforms that were built over there, which had the halachic status as the rizpah, because it was considered part of the ground. It just wasn't like a kli or someone else's foot. And that's how they were able to get past the bloods. But when they were going to transport the firewood, then they specifically would walk in the blood as a sign of shvach, but then they were allowed to roll up their clothing because it wasn't one of the integral avodas. Then the Mishnah said, "Kitzad toilin mafshit nimachlu." How did they hang the animals and then skin them? And then it says, "Karu v'hitzu esimurim," that then they would rip open the animal, take out the sacrificial parts, nasn b'magas laktim, and then they would put it into the bowls to go ahead and burn it on the mizbeach. And that the Gemara asks on the last term of nasn b'magas laktirim, atuhu gufei have a makdulahu? Did he himself? In other words, this Zar, the non-Kohen, who it sounds like that's who we were talking about. As the Mishnah was saying, it said that he would put it on his shoulder and his friend's shoulder, and then they would hang it, and then they would skin it. Now, the Kohanim wouldn't skin the animals of Kachem Kalam, because why do we need the Kohanim to do it? Even the skinning and the dismembering of the carbon oila, which is a mitzvah, even that was kosher with a zar with a non-kohen, as the Gemara says at the end of the second Perek Masechtas Yuma. So it sounds like that who we're talking about, that they would go ahead and put in the bowl and to lahakter and then to go ahead and burn the mizbeach. Well, but was that kosher? The haktara was an avodah that only kahanim could do. And that the Gemara says, "Ema say lehaktiron," in other words, put it into the bowl until the one that is fit to do the haktara, which is to go ahead and burn the mizbeach, will go ahead and do it. And who is that? That's the kohen, not the zar. And that he will do it al gabe mizbeach on the mizbeach. Then the Mishnah concluded and says, "Yatza kat rishayin v'chulu," that the first group would go out, and then the second group would come in, and then it concluded and said they would wait till the evening when it was Erev Pesach was on Shabbos until it was dark, and then they would go home and roast their carbon Pesach. So Tana, we learned the Braisa called Echad ve'Echad. Each and every person, when they would be going home that much of Shabbos, nice and pischa ba'ar, they would put their carbon Pesach in its hide, mafshal achar, and they would hang it over their shoulder. So Amar Rav Ilish said, Tayaos. In other words, this would be like the Arab merchants that's how they look. They would be taking their things up, like the animal would be in its sack of its hide over their shoulder, like the Arab merchants are. That's how they looked on that Matzah Shabbos when they would be going home to roast their Karban Pesach. Hadnanov Taman Nishcha, we shall return to you the fifth Perek Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Taman Nishcha, and we begin the sixth Perek Masechtas Pesachim, Perek Elo Dvar. So this continues the avodah of the Karban Pesach, specifically with the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, what halachas it has. So the Mishnah begins, Elu dvarim bepesach technas Shabbos. These things regarding the Karban Pesach, they push away the Isurim of Shabbos. And the Gemara later on will explain from where do we know this. So the Mishnah says, Shchitasai, the slaughtering of the Karban Pesach, Uzrikas Dame, and the throwing of its blood. And that's because that's impossible not to be done on the day of Erev Pesach, which is on Shabbos. As said in the Pasuk of Yikra, Perek Zayin, Bayoyim Tzavoysoy Laharkav Es Karbonim, on the day that he commanded them to bring their carbon, which is Bayoyim, in the day and not at night. So therefore, that has to be on the day which is on Shabbos. U'micha Kravav, and also the processing of the intestines, which the Gemara is going to explain, that the reason is that they shouldn't get spoiled, so that also had to be done on that day, which even though it's Shabbos. And v'haktaras chalav, and also the sacrificing of the fats, which are called the imurin avot tzliyasa, but regarding the roasting of the carbon pesach, v'hadachas karbon, and washing the intestines, in the dechen Shabbos, they do not allow us to violate the isurim of Shabbos, and as of course they're possible to be done when it gets dark, when it's not Shabbos anymore, which are mutter to be done on Yom Tov. Then the Mishnah says, a machlekes, harkavasai, which means the transportation of the Karban Pesach, which would mean to give a ride, so to speak, on the person's shoulder to bring it to the courtyard through the Rishus Rav, through the public domain. Now, although that's only an Issa Drabanan, because we know what's called Chai Noises Atzmai, a living thing carries itself, and you're not carrying it by yourself, so therefore it's like Shnayim Sha'asu could be, but it's not that you're doing a full-fledged Issa Dereisa, it's still not going to be Deicha, the Isurim of Shabbos, because you could have done it yesterday. Similarly, regarding v'havaasim chutz l'tchum, bring it from out of the tchum of Shabbos, which is also something you could have done from before Shabbos, and v'chatiches yabalase, and cutting off a wart from the animal with one's fingernails or with one's teeth, which again is also only a isadra banan, because it's a malacha done in the indirect way. However, in deiches Shabbos, although these three things that we just mentioned are only isadra banan, they're not deiches Shabbos. Rabbi Yezim, he says, Deichen, no, they do push away Shabbos. And Amr Abulaz, he says, Valer Dinhu, it makes sense to say that. Because Ma'im Shechita, if we find by slaughtering, which is usher to be done with Chulin on Shabbos, Shehi Mishu Malacha, which is a Malacha Gemur, it's a full-fledged Av Malacha, it's one of the Av Malachas of slaughtering an animal. Yet Deiches Shabbos, yet regarding the Karban Pesach, we allow that to be done. So then, Elu, Shehein Mishum Shvus, Le'yitchus Shabbos, so these things that are only usher Medirabanan, doesn't it make sense that they would be Deicha Shabbos? Of course. So how can you say that to Rasa? So Amalei Rabbi Yishur, Bishur responded to Rabbi Elazar. He says, what do you mean? Yom Tov Yechiyach. I could prove to you for Yom Tov. The logic that you said is not definite. Shehiti Rabbi, because they permitted on Yom Tov, which to do Shechita and Bishul, all these Av Malachas you're permitted to do for Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov, yet, although they permitted Mishum Malacha, which what the things of Shechita and Bishul are, and they're permitted even for a regular person, not even to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but Va'asa by Mishum Shavuos. Yet it's still Asa to do certainly Isur Dabanan. Let's say they bring something from out of the Tchum to eat it, and that's because, since you could have done it yesterday, as we explained, now even though Tchum is Drabanan, it's going to be Asa. So too over here, regarding these three things, since you could have done it yesterday, although they're only Isur Dabanan, you cannot do them on Shabbos. So Amalei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, Ma zeh Yeshua, what is this that you're saying Yeshua? Ma rai reshus lemitzvah, what type of proof is something that is voluntary, that's reshus, which is a consumption of an individual, which is something that he's allowed to, it's not a mitzvah, to something that's necessary to do in the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, which is a mitzvah. And therefore, you're right, if the Chum said that their gezeiros, their yisur d'rabbanan, will apply in an area of reshus, which is what you're talking about, let's say eichel nefesh things, if someone just wants to eat things on Yom Tov, that although we allow yisur d'rais to be done, and you were contrasting that with, although there are still yisur d'rabbanan that could have been done yesterday, going to be yasser, yeah, that's because it's for voluntary things. Are you going to tell me that they would say the same thing even b'makom mitzvah? What do you mean? If there's a mitzvah to be done, even if it could have been done yesterday, but it's only yisur d'rabbanan, if we allow yisur d'rais, for sure the Chacham would not say that their yisur d'rabbanan of taking off a wart or transporting or bringing from Adachum, that would be Aser. So don't tell me and answer me from Yom Tov, which there they said it's going to be Aser, even though Isra Rabbanan, which is for Rishus. But Heshev Rebbe Kiva Amr, Rebbe Kiva responded to Rebbe Elazar, and he said, Hazah Techiach, regarding throwing the purifying waters on someone that's a Temei Mes, which if the seventh day when he has to be sprayed fell out on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, that could prove our point. Why? Shehi Mishum Mitzvah, because that throwing the water, the purifying waters on that person is a mitzvah, because if you don't spray him to become pure, he's not going to be able to bring his Karban Pesach, because if he's Tameh, he cannot bring it. Vehi Mishum Shvus, And it's only Issa Rabbanan displaying the purifying waters on this person that's Tamei, because what type of malacha is it? What are you doing that's one of the malamates malachas by spraying him? Rather, the only problem is the Rabbanan, because it looks like, what's called mechzi, like you're mesakin gar, as if you're fixing him because he was Tamei status, and now he's Tahar status. So at most it's Issa Rabbanan, and still Ve'ena Dechesa Shabbos, and still we do not allow that to be done on Shabbos, because that was the tradition Rabbi Kiva had heard, that it's not Deicha. And therefore, Af'ata Altit Malayla, you also should not wonder about these three things that we're telling you, Sha'afapi Shehemishim Mitzvah, although that they're for mitzvah purposes, you're right, because to carry it through the Rishas around the Karban Pesach, or to bring it from out of the Tchum, or to take off its wort, which are necessary. And but Vehemishim Shvus, and they're only Issad Rabbanan, that Lo Yitchas Shabbos, that they still cannot be Deicha Shabbos, from the proof that I brought you, from throwing the purifying waters on the person, which is only Asr Rabbanan, and yet it's still going to be Asr to be done on Shabbos Erev Pesach. So Amalei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said to him, what do you mean, Rabbi Kiva? V'alei ani dan, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I argue on you regarding the case of throwing the purifying that waters on that person too, and I say it would be Deicha Shabbos, and it would not prevent you from doing the Karban Pesach, and that's a kavochemer from this itself that I'm telling you. Uma'im shchita shehim mishum malacha Deicha Shabbos, if regarding slaughtering the Karban Pesach, which is a malacha deiraisa, and yet still we allow that to be done in Shabbos, so hazah shehim mishum shvus, so spraying a person, which is only Issa Rabbanan, isn't it a kavach chaymer that you can do that and push away the isra of Shabbos, which is only a isra abanan? So now we continue on top of Samach Vav and Aleph. Only Rabbi Kiva responded to Rabbi Eliezer almost in this paradoxical type of a response. He says, "Oy chiluf, you know, you're telling me what kavach chaymer is with what's logical. You know, maybe it's the exact reverse of what you're trying to say. And then I'll say it's so obvious to me that hazah cannot be done as my misery is that hazah cannot be done on Shabbos, and therefore I'll learn that from Kavu Chaimer that even shechita cannot be done. That is ma'im hazah if the spraying of the person shehi mishum shvus, which is only a straban. You're right. It's only just that it looks like that you're fixing a person. Eino deiches Shabbos, that cannot be deiches Shabbos. So shechita shehi mishum lacha. So regarding slaughtering an animal, which is a deiraisa, eino din shle titches Shabbos. So isn't the Kavu Chaimer that for sure you can't do that on Shabbos? In other words, the same logic that he was using, he was like playing the other side of it, saying, well, my messiah is regarding the hazah, that it's a shvus, that is going to be us. And therefore, I was trying to prove to you regarding these cases of harkava and from out of the tchum and taking off the abelis, that that's also going to be us or to be done on Shabbos. So, you know what? I'm going to take it even further. The other extreme of what you're trying to say, I'm going to say that even shechita is going to be us or to be done on Shabbos, because if Issur Rabbanan is us, for sure, Issur Deraisa. So wait, so Amalei Rabbi Elazar says, come on. Akiva, akarta mashakaz v'atari. You're uprooting a pasuk in the Torah, what you're trying to say with your kavo chayma. It says in Bamidbar, b'mayadoi, it says, b'yasu b'nei Yisrael as a pesach b'mayadoi, that the Jewish people, they bring the Karban Pesach in its designated time, which that is a drasha to say, b'im b'choy b'im Shabbos, whether it's on the weekday, whether it's Shabbos, you always do the Karban Pesach in its designated time, in the 14th of Nisan. And therefore, how can you tell me that I argue on regarding the Shvus, but for sure, how can you take the Kavachem and say that Shkid is going to be also be done on Shabbos? On that, he says, Amalai, that's what I wanted. Rebbe, Havali Mayid Le'elum, bring me for these things that we're arguing about regarding Harkava or from Chosn Chum or the Abelis, for these things that they have a designated time, Kemoyid Le'shchita, like a designated time for the slaughtering, just like the Shchita has a designated time when it has to be done. And therefore, since there is no designated time for these things, and essentially it could have been done yesterday, therefore that's why it's not similar. And same thing applies to what we're arguing regarding throwing the purifying waters on the person, that it's not from the intrinsic characters of the Karban Pesach, and therefore it's not included in this b'moy adoy. And therefore, klal am Rebbe Kiva. This was the general rule that Rebbe Kiva was using, this paradoxical thought process for Rebbe Elazar to respond to him and use this b'moy adoy. And he says, yes, that is where it is. Kol malacha she'ef shalas leis me'er Shabbos, any malacha that could have been done from before Shabbos, eina deiches Shabbos. That's not deiches Shabbos. So that includes harkava and ad detchum and the abelis and the case of the zrika and shechita she'ef shalas leis me'er Shabbos. However, the slaughtering that cannot have been done from before Shabbos, which again, although maybe the zrika cannot have been done because his seventh day is on Erev Pesach on Shabbos. However, it's still not b'mayadi. It's not something that has to be done on the 14th of Nisan, which allows it to be done on Shabbos. Then deiches Shabbos, shechita is deiches Shabbos. And yes, although I was saying that kavachem, but I wanted you to respond to me and tell me that, well, there it says b'mayadi. Oh, that's the criteria, b'mayadi. B'me'adeh, which is shechita, that allows to be done on Shabbos. But, and although we're allowing isur d'oraisa, I agree, because it has b'me'adeh. If it's not b'me'adeh, then even if it's isur d'rabbanan, and this is where we argue in Yerub Eliezer, that there it's going to be usur, because it could have been done before Erev Pesach, which is before Shabbos, and therefore it's not going to be d'oraisa Shabbos, even though it's only an isur d'rabbanan.